Okay, there we go. So,
what?
I'm trying to. I got a trivia question here. I think that we can maybe give stuff away. By the way, the average college student spends 106 minutes a day checking out Facebook.
Oh gosh.
Checking out Facebook.
And I would say those numbers go up significantly during finals.
Yeah.
You can always tell whenever tests and finals are happening.
Because after all, you know, you got to be on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, they're working with certain retailers to try out a want button, which, unlike the like button, would actually indicate that consumers, you know, what their desires are.
So it's like your wish list.
Something like that. The widget will allow users to flag items they see posted by brands in their news feed and put that into collections or other things that they may want to buy later on, which they could buy off of Facebook.
Hmm.
Interesting.
For now, the final verbiage or retail desire on the social network seems to be an open question. Facebook has rolled out collections to all sorts of users. And, you know, some people do want to have a want button. And I guess this wouldn't be different than, what is that, eBay, where you can do buy it now. Got the buy it now option there. You could do that. Hello? Wait. Okay, hello. It's okay.
Yeah. Are we there? Hello? Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
Texas broadcaster of the year.
They unpushed this button. Yes, go ahead.
The general manager.
Yeah.
Right.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was at the Producers Co-op membership dinner last night, and Sammy Cannelita introduced me as Area Man Ben Downs.
Awesome.
No, he didn't. Oh,
yes.
Outstanding.
It was absolutely wonderful. And I know that when we were doing the show run through, the little practice we do every night about 10:30 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, right.
That we talked about this, but I don't know that we ever came up with the final how we were going to do it. But I did think it'd be good for us to mention that WTAW turned 90 years old over the weekend.
Yeah. And?
And we think we're going to have a party tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
That's exciting.
It's better than being 90 and thinking you're going to have a baby. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, anyway, yeah. Some of us are more relieved than others.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Those will be just plain shocked. But anyway, at 12 o'clock and a half noon tomorrow,
okay,
we're going to have a little get-together in the Crystal Park Plaza for two things. One is we're turning on our brand new station, Peace 107.7.
Oh, yeah.
On the air tomorrow at 107. And also, since we have the newest station in the Brazos Valley, we're going to celebrate the oldest radio station.
Are we just something?
That's so cool.
I'm excited.
Well, I think it's going to be, we have cake. We have a 90th birthday cake.
What does it look like? I'm scared to ask.
Well, I had people who did that, they sort of turned it over to the cake designer.
Oh,
and
okay.
It is going to be special. I just don't know what it was. They've come in and they've explained it to me, but they used a lot of girl words that I don't know what they meant.
Yeah, I understand.
And so, you know, fondant or I don't
whatever.
Know. I don't know.
Ooh, that's yummy stuff.
Ugh.
See what I tell you?
Fondant.
Girls know that they have special words for things just to keep us in the dark.
It's fancy for icing.
All right, so tomorrow at 12:30, right here at Crystal Park Plaza, down there on the first floor.
Yes, we will have a birthday party for WTAW's 90th birthday.
Yes.
And the switch flipping for the newest radio station, our new Christian music station, Peace 107.7. And you know what the best part of this 90th anniversary is?
Is there going to be free stuff?
We have all kinds of free stuff. I've written checks all month long.
Just so we can have free stuff. Yeah.
The coolest part of this whole thing, Scott, is that you and I were both here for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, we were, weren't we? Yeah, we really were.
I chalk it up to a complete lack of ambition.
Yeah.
But anyway, we helped celebrate the 50th birthday of WTAW.
We did. Yeah, we were there doing that. I was.
You notice that completely strikes Kat and Kevin silent.
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
silent.
No. I'm just sitting thinking.
As they take a solemn bow, we're not doing that.
No, that's for sure. Yeah.
I'm just thinking y'all were elves or something.
Huh?
You know, well, have this kind of youthful and just, yet time has passed.
Yeah,
you know how elves don't age?
Yeah. No,
I was no. I don't. Highlanders don't age unless you cut their heads off, and that's still yet to come. So right, I'm just saying.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. All right. So we'll do it.
Godspeed.
We'll look for that tomorrow.
All intelligence right. being the better part of valor. I'm just not going
to
comment.
That's probably the best thing to do. All right. So women and their pet peeves. We all know that women are more opinionated of the two genders, right? So Cosmo.
Wait. What do you mean we all know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we all know that. So Cosmo's come up with a list of the top peeves that ladies have. Have about us, Kevin.
Great.
About guys.
Danger,
right?
Will Robinson.
Yeah,
danger.
No kidding. All right. One of them is, can't ever decide on something to watch on television. Well, that's why we have to have the remote.
Absolutely.
Ah, Lee. Didn't know it was that unusual. Not loving to talk on the phone. No, yeah. 2 minutes takes care of it.
if that.
Yep. The... every other guy who isn't my friend, loser attitude. Yeah, do you like guy? Right? Nah, he's a loser.
Yeah,
wait here. Nah, he's a loser. Okay. Yeah. There's the must win at everything attitude. Yep.
Yep.
Never getting enough gossip on your friends. Okay. Yeah, we do.
What does that mean?
Oh, you want to know? You want to dig the dirt up on your friends? I mean, guys do that.
Oh, I know what you mean when people say, like, well, how you know, how was your trip? I ate some Mexican food. Is that what you mean, sort of?
No.
They don't, like, tell you anything?
No, you have to peel the details out? No, it's about, hey, man, did you hear about that guy and what he did and how stupid he was to do that? Okay. Insisting on throwing dirty clothes all over the place.
Yeah.
Makes it easier. Uh-huh. Obsessing over action movies.
Yes.
Yes. Buying power tools, even if they don't fix anything.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, yeah, yeah.
Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Hey, I
know. Oh, yeah, exactly. I know what you're talking about. I can go in there and spend a little time. That's
oh, yeah.
Sure. Or just any. I saw a thing the other day it's gas powered, and you get a chainsaw, but this thing has, like, grippers that grip the tree, and then the chain is completely within the grippers. So, I mean, you can't even see the wood being eaten away by the chain. Okay. Isn't that why we have chainsaws?
Yeah, this is probably it's more safety for you.
Yeah, okay. We're guys, okay? And the number one pet peeve, of course, is...
talking too much?
Nope, not putting the seat down. All right, there you go. Hello?
You know what? I'm surprised it didn't make the list.
Well, what?
Every month they have a new top 50 list of the strangest sex moves that he's dying for you to do.
Yeah.
In Cosmo, he's right. There's always something like that.
All right, so now have we all heard of Hermes, the fancy scarf people? Okay. It should be Hermes, but you know they're French, and so they pronounce it Hermes. These are scarves that sell from anywhere from $200 to $500 a piece. All right, and so well, we have apparently found out that some of the most sought after fashion items in the world are in fact being designed by a guy named Kermit Oliver, who is a postal worker in Waco, Texas.
You're joking.
I'm not. I'm telling you.
You're making this up.
Ladies, as you're driving to work today saying, you know, have you seen those Hermes scarves? You're going, I can't afford those. Well, Kermit does mail during the day, and then he paints at night. His artwork was first discovered back in the 1980s by the former CEO of Hermes. And since then, over the last 30 years, he has designed 16 scarves for them. They take 6 to 9 months to create, and again, they sell for up to $500 a piece. And if you happen to find one on eBay right now, that's going to cost about $800 a piece.
So is it Kermit or Kermay?
Yeah, really. So he keeps his job as a letter sorter at the Waco Post Office.
That's too funny.
Just so he can be in touch with the regular people. So there you go. That's your quiet postal worker in Waco, Texas, who's designing scarves that sell on eBay for $800 a piece.
I'm wondering if I've met him, because I went to several different post offices when I was living in Waco.
Did you find one that had a scarf around his neck?
Right. I don't know.